Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, indeed, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. I am your host, Dr. Pat Basile, joined by my main man, Mr. Benny Mathers, here today on the show. And Valerie Dunn is in the next room. She is getting some things printed out because we've got a big show today. In the house, Dr. Friedemann Chaub joining us here today. Let me just say that he is a regular on the show. And the reason that I love that he is a regular on the show is because he really is not afraid to tackle some of the toughies, as I like to call them. Today's show is Understanding and Overcoming Overwhelm. I could use a little bit of this today. He's joining us here today. And of course, much of the conversation that you've heard me talk about is the fact that he is the founder, creator of Cellular Wisdom, a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. And thank you, Valerie. And that he has been helping people for over 15 years live life full out. He's been helping us move beyond any of the shackles of our mind that may be stopping us. He's helped us learn and redefine empowerment in a way where we can move beyond so many of the things that get us down. His accelerated program has been shown to be highly effective for so many things, including PTSD, allergies, chronic pain, autoimmune disease, migraines, and much more. He works with clients in person as well as worldwide. We've heard folks come on the show that have worked with him. You've heard their stories. And so, you know, this is the guy that you want to go to if you feel like your life is falling apart. And just saying the word overwhelmed has such meaning in itself. And yet we go, 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 go. We're on a high speed track. We might as well all be race car drivers, but we need to be at this place where we understand where we're kicking it into a gear where we don't have any fuel to make it go. Thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Friedemann, you know, this is like overwhelm. How do you pick these topics? This is a great one. Their timing is perfect.
Well,
I think Washington, D.C. right now is in a little overwhelm. I just got back from there myself.
You did?
I did.
What was overwhelming about it?
Well, think about it. Think about what's happening sort of in what they're talking about and, you know, all of that. But, you know, the flip side of that is I was at a convention, so to speak, mm-hmm. and I got to meet some people that are really busting out of the boxes, just like you talk about. But we can't bust out of anything if we're in overwhelm.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's so interesting. I picked the topic also because this is the holiday season, you know, just around the corner. And people get overwhelmed. It's like the time of the overgiving, the overwhelmed, and the underappreciated. And that's, you know, what a lot of people unfortunately associate with the holidays, which, you know, in addition to the busy schedule we all have, brings just all these other challenges. And I think it's a good idea to start the holiday season, or before it even starts, with a clear mindset on how to avoid overwhelm, how to overcome it, and what to make different.
What are some of the symptoms? Because I think we get so, like, in it all the time that we don't recognize we're actually in an overwhelm mood.
You know, I'm really good at overwhelming myself. Or I say I was really, really, really good. Now I'm just mediocre, but I was really good.
Me too. I was too. I'm not anymore. Right. Not so much.
Well, I still, you know, just watching how I did it is just interesting because, you know, it starts usually with having a lot of things on your list, on your mind. There are a lot of different obligation, tasks, challenges, and you may make even a list, and you may make even a plan, and you say, okay, I'm determined, I can do it. Now, the problem with overwhelm is that at some point, it feels like that you don't really make any headway.
Right.
So you feel frustrated. And at some point, you feel that every task, and especially those that come in addition to what you already have, become too much, too big, too difficult. And there sets for many people a sense of confusion a sense of, what are you going to do? What's like the next step to do? And from the confusion, we often slip into a stress anxiety pattern, which, you know, as we all know, takes a lot of energy. It's very draining. And if you continue to run that stress anxiety pattern, you end up with your batteries empty. And that, you know, leads to this state of paralysis, to just feeling I can't do anything anymore, which then leads to procrastination. And at the end, you know, when you're really in this stuck place of overwhelm, you can feel depressed. You mm-hmm. can feel like, you know, I can't do anything. I can't get anything done.
Right.
And so you want to watch where it started. You know, every overwhelm has a beginning and leads to some place where we feel buried. And we can go from there.
Well, listen to the language we use in this country, spinning our wheels.
That's right.
I mean, that's a biggie.
Yeah.
You know? And we even say that to people, hey, you look like you're spinning your wheels. And, you know, and everybody gets what that means. That means I'm working, I'm spinning my wheels, but I'm not going anywhere.
Right. And that's, you know, what the rat race is. I mean, being in the hamster wheel. And, you know, and we want to all see that overwhelm is not a state of life. It's not something that, you know, we are victims of and, you know, life is just busy. I see this often with young couples that just have their first or second child and they feel completely overwhelmed. It is mainly self-created and mainly a state of mind. Well, and if we are seeing this, you know, awful or powerful truth and realize, well, it's just a state of mind, that means I can actually do something about it. I can change it and make a difference.
When I think about this topic, what I think about sort of the, you know, insidious nature of it. I mean, it's almost like, boy, how do I want to describe it? You know, when we break our leg, we know we're breaking our leg. You know what I mean?
Right.
Our leg is broken.
Right.
Yeah, it really is. Overwhelm is a little trickier. It mm-hmm. almost represents, like in Native American tradition, the coyote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that energy. Because it's almost like it kind of creeps in there. I want to ask you about that. Do we pop up one day and all of a sudden our life is overwhelmed? Or is it a process where we've kind of built up that overwhelm gene?
Well, you know, that's a really good point. And I think there are two categories. One are the chronic overwhelmed ones, which are the people who are almost like, you know, not functioning or not feeling that they have any importance or self-worth unless they're overwhelmed. And then there are the people that get overwhelmed around a specific occasion, a specific topic, a specific, you know, challenge that they're facing that's just out of the ordinary, that's too much. And I think both, you know, have their symptoms and both have their signs on how to figure out, well, I'm getting close to being overwhelmed. And, you know, both are definitely something you can change around. But you're absolutely right. And I think the ones that are more tricky are the ones that have a chronic overwhelm. I mean, I often speak with clients that feel overwhelmed and they tell me it's a pattern that they have since 20 years. And they don't feel that they actually get anything done. They don't really feel that they actually have a lot of worthiness, that they actually are really good at what they are doing, but they constantly feel overwhelmed. It's just a state of their existence and really going to the root cause. And I'm going to talk a little bit more later in the show about the root cause is really, really critical for those people especially.
And, you know, part of this is looking at the fact that we have to recognize that we're in it.
Right.
We also have to know that we can get out of it. And this is where you come in. Because even if we recognize that we are just, oh, I just heard this language again. When was it, this morning or yesterday? You know, I'm going under.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going
mm-hmm.
under. I mean, think about that. You're going yeah. under what? That means you're being buried.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
wow. That's actually a really good symptom to notice when you use this kind of language.
If we know that you exist, it is. If we don't know that what we're going to talk about today exists and the work that you're doing, it doesn't feel good. You've been there and I've been there.
Right. Well, and I think this going under and any kind of these languages that we are using, you know, demonstrates how we see the situation. And I think it makes us more feeling like the victim. You know, the task and the list and the things to do are bigger than we are. And so we are giving our attention and our focus and our power all to those things outside of us and don't really take care of what's going on inside of us. And I think overwhelm is really just, you know, a belief that says that everything else is more important than myself. And if we realize that, then we can say, okay, wait a second, is really this list my, you know, my place where I put all this energy, all my life force, all my focus on, or is it more important to bring it back to me? And so the starting point to overcome overwhelm is to stop, do nothing. In Buddhism, In Buddhism, they say, just don't do anything, but just sit.
You know? Okay, well, I want to talk about this when we come back, because I love what you're saying, and I know it to be true. But there are multiple components of it that we need to talk about today.
Right.
You know, there's that place where you're being, but then your mind just won't quit.
Right.
You know, it's almost like, you know, you've stopped, but you've got like Lance Armstrong in your mind going in the wrong direction, okay, on the Tour de France. You know, that's what I'm trying to say about this. And we are learning the tools. I mean, the work that you do helps people learn these tools.
Right, right. Absolutely. You know, and I think we have to first to understand our mind and how we are creating overwhelm, and then, you know, go in the next step and say, okay, how do I organize my life better? Well, in the context of this show, I want to share a little bit of how we are dealing with our mind, but really also give you some very practical advice on what are those common traps, how do we fall into them, and how can we actually avoid them or get out of them once we're in.
We're going to talk with Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. Overwhelm. If you've got a comment, if you've got a question, if you want to give us a shout and figure out how to get some help, if you're at the O factor, and I'm not talking about Oprah, and you want some help with us, give us a call. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So the question when we come back is, have you stepped in the overwhelm trap? And if so, how tight is it around your ankle? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now life is giving you a second chance, announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
So how many times have you said, I need to quit smoking? And how many times have you tried to quit smoking only to fail? How many times a day are you smoking and wishing you weren't? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help you to become smoke-free for life. Take on the habits of a non-smoker, not an ex-smoker. Our clients tell us they simply lose the desire for the cigarette, become stress-free and relaxed, lose or maintain weight at the same time, and effortlessly take back control. Andy Castle quit his 15-year smoking habit and has been smoke-free for over a year. Jane Penrod quit smoking after smoking 3 packs a day for 50 years. Yes, it works. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you in constant pain and tired of taking pain pills? At Holistic Medical Center, our physicians listen, examine, and find the root cause of your pain. Comprehensive, non-invasive, scientific, and energy-based natural therapies do exist to treat your pain and its root cause. Contact Holistic Medical Center to transform your life. Call 425-451-0404 or on the web at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
a few words from In Vogue right there, just telling us all about how we can free our minds right here. Dr. Friedemann Schaub has been doing this work for quite some time. He not only can help us free our minds, but help us free the integration of what we do in this life, that body, mind, spirit integration, so that we don't step into or feel like we're in the quicksand, we're in the overwhelm, you know, that we're spinning our wheels, that we're stuck in the mud, that we're burying ourselves. I mean, this is the language we use to describe some of what our days are like. I want to make sure that you have Dr. Friedemann's website, which is cellularwisdom.com. Cellularwisdom.com. The conversation is overwhelm. We're talking about what it is, how you know you've got it, and what you can do to move beyond it. You know, we ended the last segment talking about you just have to stop.
Well, stop.
I want Benny to get the Supreme song, Stop in the Name of Love, because, you know, intuitively, we know that.
Right.
But then the demon takes over.
Well, we are raised with the idea that, you know, the more there is to do, the harder you have to work, and stopping is so counterintuitive. But I'm saying stopping for two reasons. One is to notice that you're going down the slippery slope of overwhelm, and really notice before it's too late. And second, also stop to really sort out your mind and notice, you know, what's going on there and how can I get an overview? And I'm going to talk about this in a moment. But, you know, one of the things when I noticed that I was overwhelmed was when I stopped, I felt it in my body. So it's like there are these clear symptoms in your body, whether it's shortness of breath, whether it's tightness, whether it's the sensation of restlessness, whether you just feel like, you know, there are ants in your pants, there's all these kind of physical symptoms that tell you, okay, you're not in a self-empowered, balanced place. You're getting into overwhelm. And just knowing that, you do something about it. I mean, think about it. If you are getting, you know, some kind of a cold and you're feeling there's a little sniffling going on or I feel a little ache, you do something about it. You take your vitamin C, echinacea, whatever. But when we are feeling overwhelmed, we either ignore it or we are rushing more into overwhelm by overdoing and basically, you know, hurrying ourselves into that pit. And one of the patterns that I noticed, one of my favorite patterns, is this pattern of in the last minute before I have an appointment or before I have to go somewhere or before I'm going to leave the house, I cram something in. I do something right before and I'm guaranteed for being late because I do something in the last minute. So I don't give myself enough time, but I put something in order to get some kind of feeling of, oh, I got it done. And this being late and the consequence of feeling rushed creates an amplifier for your feeling of stress and overwhelm. So my tip for you is to give yourself always ample time when you're off to something else. If it's now to an appointment or if you have to, you know, end the day or go somewhere, don't make the last part of whatever segment you're in that sprint that really creates anxiety and stress for you.
When we take a look at this happening in the day-to-day and what it is you've learned over time, how can you and I share a little bit about what overwhelm has felt like in our lives? Because mm-hmm. I think we get to talk about this. I mean, remember, you know, crust busting was born from how crusty I was.
Right, right.
For a long time. And you know, we get to talk about this because we've learned things along the way. What have you discovered with your clients, with people that work with you, Dr. Friedemann, about how many of them or what percentage would you say are showing up these days in a state of overwhelm?
Well, you know, because I have certainly a lot of clients that come to me with anxiety, I would say 99% of the people with anxiety are also feeling overwhelmed. I mean, you know, in some area of their life and some people in all areas of their lives. And so there is definitely, you know, a selected group that I'm working with. But, you know, I think it's a state of our society to constantly be overwhelmed. It's almost like you have to be busy. I saw this bumper sticker the other day that says, Jesus is coming, look busy. And I really feel like there is something about this having to be busy, having to look busy, not sitting still, that is instilled inside of us, that I think creates also a foundation of overwhelm.
Well, honestly, it really also stems from sort of a counterintuitive notion in the workplace.
Right.
I mean, we've actually been sort of breeding workers in the workplace that have to look busy in order to create a perception to keep their jobs.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, think about it. If you walk in and you say, hey, I'm going to take a break and go meditate right now, you're going to meditate your way out of a job in most companies.
Well, or taking more than 2 or 3 week vacation is a no-no. I mean, that's not okay. So you have to stay for most of the year busy in a job, and resting, relaxing, taking a break, taking a breath, that's not really something that's valued or appreciated. And, you know, we have to change our thinking there. But, you know, with overwhelm, I think one of my typical symptoms was too much on the plate. I mean, if anybody, you know, you ask a person, so what's overwhelm? Well, I have too much on my plate.
Right.
And that what's on the plate looks equally important. There is no distinction between,
right, exactly,
you know, the left, the right,
you don't
want to
drop anything.
Well, it's like juggling, exactly. But, you know, if anybody have ever tried juggling, and, you know, I tried, and I never got more than one ball in the air. So, you know, I'm terrible in
that. I can do two.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Isn't that good? I'll have to do a demonstration when we come back.
But, you know, so with juggling, we can keep 2, 3, maybe a little bit more if you're really trained. But our mind cannot keep more than 6 or 7 topics at a time in the forefront of the mind. It means in the conscious mind. So if we have a list of 20 things to do, if we have a plate that's full with 20 different aspects and challenges, our mind gets overwhelmed because it cannot really sort those things out. It feels overwhelming by itself because there is a fear of, well, if I focus too much on this topic, I'm going to forget about the other topic. And so there is a very simple system that I've developed that really helps people to change the overwhelm pattern when it comes to that, the plate being too full. And I don't know if you have time right now or after the break.
Well, I think I want to do it after the break because I want everybody to kind of be, you know, aware that we're going to give some solution here. And whether you have to, you know, pull your car over or go get a pencil, I want to make sure that you hear this.
Actually, I'm offering people a brief summary of what we are talking about today. So don't expect some, you know, big Romance novel. It's just going to be 1 or 2
good
pages. But if you're interested in the cliff notes and in the major points, send us an email at info@cellularwisdom.com, and we're happy to send you a copy of the topic that we're talking about.
Okay, info@cellularwisdom.com. And also, we'll make sure we put it in our newsletter for everybody as well. I do want to talk about the notion of fear and failure in the conversation. Are those two the fear, failure fuel for overwhelm? Where do they fit in?
I think overwhelm is kind of the muse of fear and anxiety. Mm. It's like, you know, the overwhelm gives you a lot of topics to be anxious about, a lot of ideas and inspirations why you should be insecure and not feel good enough. But, you know, you can imagine somebody who feels more calm and feels more, you know, has more self-esteem or confidence, feels good about himself, is not as easily to get overwhelmed than somebody who is already in the first place insecure. So there is a state of mind as well. How do you relate to yourself? And I noticed in my practice, the more people feel self-empowered, the better they feel about themselves, the easier it is for them to make decisions that don't lead them into overwhelm.
I thought about you today, this weekend. Could you feel me? Could you feel me yesterday on the plane?
I think about you all
the time. Thought about you. And I really did. And I'm not sure if it was because I knew we were going to talk about this. But let me just share a quick story before we go to break. And you can help me when we come back. I have to prepare my taxes. I have an appointment with Bill, who's been my accountant for like a really long time. Wednesday, tomorrow. And I have to do my taxes. So everything, by the way, is handled through the bank account. FYI, meaning that everything I do goes through my corporate bank account, Bank of America, blah, blah, blah. You get the statement. It tells you everything you've ever spent, anything you've ever done.
Right.
And so there's the process of going through and coding the expenses and then putting them in a spreadsheet.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a complete state of overwhelm about this exercise. I'm not even typing them in the spreadsheet. You know, Michael's doing that right now. But I went to this place. I created this big story about how long this would take, about what would be involved. Finally get to the last moment, right? I'm on the plane, bring it to my trip. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get a good start by doing this. And I thought of you. I don't know what it was, whether you came in my mind or, you know, the blanket that I have that you gave me from Egypt that came in my mind. And I procrastinated around this.
Uh-huh.
I finally pulled out the little envelope I had with all of the Bank of America statements in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was on a 3-hour flight from D.C. to Houston. Of course, we didn't come here directly. Before the flight was done, I had coded 12 months of expenses.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, why? What would Dr. Friedman say about that? 3 hours, I zipped through them. It was a no-brainer. I didn't even need any of the receipts because everything was so clear. But that's one example. That's just one example. You know, there are people listening to the show that maybe haven't filled out a resume in this economy. You know, that maybe haven't taken that conversation that they need to have approaching someone in relationship. And so when we come back, I would love for you to share how we don't get to that place
mm-hmm.
where we stop living our lives and being the best we can be.
All right.
And then you could tell me why I waited so long to do my taxes.
Well, the good news is you did it.
And I did it thinking about Dr. Friedman Chow. CellularWisdom.com. We'll be right back.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from 5 continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at MargaretMcElroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek Oats yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek Oats yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Yes, everybody. Yes, everybody. Stop in the name of love. Why? Because you're worth it. You know, this is for all of us to spend a moment with Dr. Friedemann Schaub and address the issue of overwhelm. Yes, Dr. Pat is human. There are some things that I will procrastinate about. Most of them I don't talk about, but it is part of the journey we all take. And, you know, is the conversation that we're having with ourselves one of fear, failure? Have we built up that overwhelm bucket to the point where we're so stuck in it, we don't even know what it's made of anymore? Well, go to cellularwisdom.com and certainly go and email Dr. Friedemann Schaub at info@cellularwisdom.com. And he's going to send you what he called the cliff notes of today's show so that you're going to be able to have things in front of you to help you. Thank you for joining us. Great conversation. I needed to hear it today. I probably have my folks listening to it saying, boy, when is she going to work with this guy on a regular basis?
Well, I love your story. It's great because shows so many different aspects of overwhelm. I mean, first of all, it shows how the longer you procrastinate, the more the fear increases. I mean, obviously, at some point, it was so great that you couldn't handle it any longer, and then you just did it. And then you deflated the monster that you had created. You debunked it. You really noticed, well, actually, it's not such a hard job to
do. In my mind, I had that it would take, and Alex is probably listening to the show, but in my mind, I had that it would take me 2 weeks to code this stuff.
Right, right. Totally overestimated. But, you know, also out of the fear, you know, out of this, you know, it's definitely going to be too much, too big. And that, you know, brings me to how could you have avoided that, you know, if it's so big? Or, you know, as we said before, if you have these lists of things, 20 items, 30 items.
Right.
So my advice is for people to use a list. I think a list is a good thing, you know, and the reason for that is if you have a lot of things to do and you just keep them in your head and don't put them on a list, again, that gets you nervous easily into overwhelm because you are afraid of forgetting something. You don't have the overview. You don't get the big picture. We get lost in the trees and you don't see the forest anymore. And, you know, that's one of the biggest hallmarks of overwhelm. So you make a list, step one. And it's a list that only contains those things that have a starting and an end point. So don't put in going with the dog, feeding the cats, you know, bringing the kids to school. That's not a part of your list. That's a daily stuff that you have to deal with.
Daily routines, things we have to do every day.
They're not a part of that, you know, overwhelm list. So only the things that have a starting and an end point where you know, okay, there's going to be a completion at some point.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Well,
like the taxes.
Exactly.
I was going to start and I was going to finish.
Right.
And I'm going to see Bill on Wednesday.
And you
Bill
could
Lockridge.
Have, you know, you could have taken the taxes and put it into smaller segments. If you have such a huge,
oh, so you're suggesting that this time, each month, I code them.
12 segments in a taxes, annual tax is a good
as
idea.
As the statements come in, code them.
Or quarterly or something like this. But even, you know, even if you do it like you did in the plane,
yep.
I mean, you could have said, okay, I'm just going to do spring or I'm just going to do summer and feel okay with that. But we kind of come to this in a second. So you have your list now. The second is you need to have a deadline behind each and every of those things on the list. And the deadline needs to be generous. A lot of people make deadlines because they're overambitious,
right.
Feel like I have to be perfect,
right.
I have to be ready. And so something that needs to be done in January, they want to be done by November 1st.
Right.
And that's
wow.
just
okay,
not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So make a deadline that works for you.
And don't make them all at the same time, because don't we do that?
Absolutely.
You know, don't you make your list and then everything's got Monday's date?
Well, that's exactly what the deadline, you know, supposed to prevent you, because you see, well, not everything is equally important. You actually, in a moment, prioritize it. And the way you prioritize it is you prioritize it with deadlines. And the other two categories are what gives you the greatest leverage. That means if you have something that you know is like the starting point for something to follow with that. So it's like, you know, the snowball effect. If you know, if I stall on that item five other items won't happen. If I don't give this to Bill, the taxes will never get done. So put also on your list something that, you know, gives you a feeling of, this gives me the biggest leverage, the biggest bang for the buck. This is where, when I put time in, the most positive consequence will happen. And a third category is, what do you actually enjoy the most? Don't put only like the things that you have to do because right. you're stressed, but do things on
you really
your list
enjoy.
That you really enjoy.
Having
that you're
a poker
good at.
Party this weekend.
Well, that could be a part of your list. There's a beginning and hopefully an end at some point.
But honestly, I almost didn't do it.
Well,
right? Because the tax thing.
Right. And, you know, that's what most people don't have on their lists. Like, you know,
we
the
don't
things
have fun.
That actually that, yeah, that
yeah.
are fun.
Yeah.
So now you have your list. Now you prioritize this. The next thing is you're going to write behind each and every item how long you estimate it's going to take to complete it.
Tell us about this, because I think this is a real sticking point, if I can.
Right.
I mean, look what I did.
Right,
I got to do the taxes. It's going to take me 2 weeks. It took me 3 hours.
Well, you thought it's going to take 2 weeks because you didn't want to have even, you know, your hands in it. You didn't even want to get close. You didn't even have any information how long it would take. You didn't
no
even try.
Kidding.
So
no kidding.
If you don't know how long it can take, you have to play with it for at least, you know, a little bit to get a feel for it. Well, is that really so much to do? Is that really that difficult to do? And then you get a good estimate. There may be things that you realize they are way too big for me to handle. And then there comes the delegation piece in where you just say, you know what, this would take 80 hours. I have to have it by tomorrow. I'm going to better, you know, farm it out, give it somebody else, let it, you know, basically be taken care of or get help from somebody else. But a lot of the things that you see that on your list, and that's my experience with myself and my clients, take like 3, 4, 5 hours. They're really not such a big deal, but we make them a big deal because they're not done. So let's say you have 20 items and they take an average 4 or 5 hours. So now you know you have your priority. You know how long it takes. Now get your calendar and put it into your calendar as if you have a date with your doctor or, you know, with an auditor or something important that you would never miss. So you have to stick with those personal dates you put in there. So let's say you would say today, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, that's a two-hour segment that I focus on this item. And you fill at least the week, ideally 2 weeks of that, in your calendar. If you want to be a little bit more thorough, you would say, okay, I know I have to get this done by end of the month, so I'm going to already dissect the calendar or this topic that I want to have done by the end of the month into this November or October calendar and make sure that every week I know how far I need to get. Now, the tricky part comes in that most people make here the crucial mistake, which is they put way too much in their daily calendar and they can never get it done. So yeah. For an 8-hour day, they put 10 hours of work in. And my rule of thumb is for an 8-hour day, put 4 hours of stuff in. And so that you have enough white space that allows you to deal with the unforeseen things, like, you know, the routine things or the things that you know. You know, maybe like a call that comes in or something takes a little bit longer. Or the goal for you is that three goals. One is that you have everything allocated in your calendar. It takes a huge load off your mind because you don't have to juggle those things anymore. You know, I can follow step by step my calendar. You know, it's like with this drawing with these little dots. You follow the dots. Yeah. And at some point you have the whole picture. Same right. thing. You follow those dots every day. You don't have to think about it anymore. The second big piece for me is that you feel at the end of the day really successful. You have a sense of, I'm done. It's great. I have fulfilled what I want to fulfill, and it boosts your confidence. It gives you a sense of power. You feel on top of things, and you don't feel overwhelmed any longer. And the third is that usually because you're so generous with your time, you're actually going to feel ahead of time because you say, oh, I still have time. I still have an hour. Let's already start with something else. And you always feel more and more that you actually have your life in your hands and this list in your hands, and no longer the list is chasing you or the pile is building up and burying you. There is a big difference. But basically what you have to make a decision is, what's the most important? How long will it take? And be generous with your daily timing. And if you do all of those things and celebrate at the end, celebrate every day, positive reinforcement, you have solved your overwhelm problem very easily.
I wanted to ask you about the retraining. And what I mean by that is, this is something you do. We've had some of the folks on the show that you've worked with. you know, I want to go back to what I mentioned earlier about what we're learning in the workplace today. And it doesn't matter what age you are, right? Come in the workplace. One of the things I hear a lot in the coaching that I do with people is, you know what? You never get done. At the end of the day, you're just going through the piles. They're going to be that pile that you went through, but there's going to be another pile.
Right.
And so, you know, there is a sense from folks in the workplace, and it's not every job, but quite a few of the professional jobs that are out there, where you're just trying to keep your nose above water, right? You know what that means, right?
Absolutely.
You know, so you can breathe.
Yeah.
And so if you get through this pile today, you know that you're never really, quote, done. There's a pile coming in. So it's almost like we have this revolving process that keeps us in overwhelm at some point. How do you help folks let go of that? And especially some of those things that you referred to, like, for example, you know, a very dear friend of mine's a mom. She's, you know, completely overwhelmed in, I got to do this. I got to go to grocery. They're starting school now. I'm going to do this. And I work. So there are some of these things that we, you know, we absolutely get completely overwhelmed with. When we come back, I would love to talk with you on how you help us, first of all, mentally, because you were with me on the plane. Don't tell your wife, but you were clearly with me on the plane. And I did hear your voice, and I did go through that list, and I went through them in a laser way. How can you help us now that we have our lists? Shift our minds. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and Dr. Friedemann Show.
Be a part of intimate conversations with women's health pioneer Dr. Christian Northrup and lifestyle expert Cheryl Richardson as they take your questions and discuss the pitfalls and pleasures of practicing good self-care. This all-day event will help you create a life of health and happiness. It features individual presentations by each author, as well as a joint appearance. Join us in Boston on October 17th for an empowering event. Visit hayhouse.com for seats.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfgoGreen.com. That's PerfgoGreen.com.
Now is the time for you to create the life you want to live. Tap into unlimited possibilities and be the masterpiece you're meant to be. Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, your personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on The Dr. Pat Show. With the eye of an artist, the heart of a poet, and the brilliance of a scientist, I'll show you how to dig up the road, pave the road, walk the road, and be the road to your full greatness. I'll tell you what the secret didn't tell you, which myths hold you back, and what hidden talents and skills you need to thrive in these challenging times. I'll help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to get to where you really want to be, and I'm here to help you get there. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show and go to MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Hi, I'm Teresa Gertz, and I was a winner of Dr. Pat's Makeover 2009. While a part of me set aside expectations of winning, another part of me started to act as if I'd already won by taking steps on my own in the areas of my life that I wanted to change. This was the most important piece for me. I continue to benefit from the makeover, and I'm oh so grateful to be back on track and paying it forward to my community. Visit drpatsmakeover.com for information and entry form. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yes, it's true. I had Dr. Friedemann Schaub in my head on this three-hour flight from Washington, D.C. to Houston, ultimately and eventually coming to Seattle. And I was just sharing him during the break, sort of the moment of truth. And we're going to talk about that because I want everyone that's listening to know that for me, the most troubling points in time in my life have been where I have attempted to do something, not done it in the way that I thought I could have, and then proceeded to beat myself up for not doing it right. And one of the things that I know about overwhelm for myself, Dr. Friedemann, is that if you really want to get overwhelmed, then get into that cycle of telling yourself how overwhelmed you are and now how incompetent you are.
Well, I think the problem is, like you said, you know, with the list of things or with the pile that keeps on coming and you're never really done, the problem is that we have a greater value on getting something done than being happy. You know, it's like, why is it in our minds so important to be done, finish, complete, and then there is a next pile coming in and we are freaking out and saying, oh my God, I'm still not done. I mean, you know, we shower every day, we brush our teeth. Do we avoid eating or going out just because we have to shower again? No, it's just a normal part of life. And so why can't we see also a completion and a new beginning as a very normal part of life and say, okay, this pile is done. I'm going to celebrate it and I'm ready when it's time to tackle the next pile. I mean, we don't have to be done. It's such, but it's already a sign of feeling drained when you have that in your mind, when you feel these piles are just never ending, what you're subconsciously telling yourself, I want to be completed, done, because I don't really have energy to keep on going. But you don't realize how much you're draining your energy through that cycle. And that's a really important topic for me, because all those things, and there's many more tips that I wanted to give you, one of those things that you really have to realize, don't make your self-worth dependent on being perfect or getting things done or have all those things complete. Have your self-worth as your foundation. And if you feel you're struggling with that, you need to really deal with the more subconscious patterning, limiting beliefs. We talked about this in different shows before, anxieties, things that are just really still rooted inside of you that give you the foundation of, I am not good enough. And only if I have done this and that and people approve of me or if I have this kind of success, I can feel good about myself. And the problem is it's a foundation that's not real. It's a foundation that's driven conditionally by outside circumstances. It's not a foundation that's rooted inside of you. So you want to really see if you are wanting to get things done just to feel better about yourself, it is time to take a break. Mm. It is time to look inside and say, you know, do I really have to accept myself so conditionally? And many people I'm working with that are dealing with, you know, insecurities, anxieties, limiting beliefs, have this external foundation of their existence, of their identity, where only if they are doing things that or getting things done that they think they should get done, being the perfect mom, being the successful guy at the office, all those kind of things, only then they're accepting themselves. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, the crux of most overwhelm.
You know, does overwhelm come in different sizes, so to speak? And the reason I ask that question is because, you know, I've had different bouts of it along the way in my life. I mean, clearly, if you'd have seen me at the height of my corporate career, you would have taken one look at me and said, we've got to get her into my office like now,
right.
Even though I showed no signs of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, here you are. You're in an executive position. A lot of people are counting on you. You don't really have much time for creative projects. You have a big house that you can hardly maintain. And you're not really sure what it looks like to even be on the other side. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for me to talk to our listeners today that may be in a state of overwhelm if perhaps we've always been in that state. You see what I'm saying?
You know, I think overwhelm comes in different spots, absolutely. And, you know, when I work with people who work in the corporate world, one of the classical hallmarks of overwhelm is this deadline stress people get, you know, where the boss, the manager says, we have to meet this deadline. It's a very unrealistic, very crazy deadline, and everybody runs around like the chickens without the heads and freaks out and feels overwhelmed. And it's one of those mechanisms that I think we have to step back and get out of the what-if game. Because the what-if game, what if I don't meet the deadline? I get in trouble. I may get fired, whatever. And you have to step back and say, what is I do the best I can. And that needs to be enough. The deadline cannot be more important than me doing the best I can. Now, you have to be honest to yourself. If you're a chronic procrastinator, then you're not doing the best you can. Then you're simply procrastinating. But if you're putting your energy into it and you're staying focused on this is the best I can do, and overwhelm is really spinning the wheels, that doesn't get me any closer to reaching the deadline, then you will find out the same thing that you found out in that plane. It is actually not such a big deal.
Not such a big deal, but, you know, I actually really got into it.
Sure, absolutely.
You know,
you did the what if it takes so long. You did this, you know, this is too much. Or what if I get the results that I don't want, or any kind of those things. So, you know, the mind game, this fiction that we are creating in our heads has a lot to do with the overwhelm. So if you feel overwhelmed by a deadline, still recognize your deadline is not more important than you are. And, you know, that's what I often tell people, you know, don't make any pile, any list, anything more important than you are. Mm. Now, one thing that I want to mention before you know, the end of the show is the overwhelm due to having a hard time making a decision. You know, and that's such a...
Save the best for last.
Well, it's such a common problem where, you know, I talked to a client the other day who was overwhelmed by having to make the decision what paper plates to buy for her dinner party. She just couldn't decide with all the colors and all the choices, and she got confused, she got overwhelmed, and she got anxious. And the problem was that she was more worried about what everybody else was thinking than she actually listening to herself and saying, what is my preference? So the best thing to do is to
I'm laughing about that. I'm like right in that mode right now with something.
Well, so what you want to do is narrow it down to three choices. Now, as quickly as possible. Three choices is the best you can do. And then from three, it's easier to make a decision. And narrow it down with the question, what do I value? And what she valued, for example, was that it's environmentally okay. So if you're saying, well, you know, I want to buy a paper plate that's environmentally, you know, compostable or recyclable, all of a sudden you have only three or four choices. And maybe there is such an ugly color with it that it's definitely out, and then you have it much easier.
How often do you suggest people go get help? And I know this is a little bit that we have left in the show, but my question is, you know, sometimes we need to bounce things off others. I would suggest they come to you. And bounce them off of you. Because, you know, I've asked my friends sometimes and they get so emotionally involved and they don't understand what my problem is.
Right.
So isn't it better to say, look, I want to talk to Dr. Friedemann. I think he could help me. I'm not even sure I know what my problem is.
Well, you know, sometimes, especially if you know there is a pattern, it is the best to talk to somebody that has the overview and that is not stuck in the pattern, that doesn't have anything to do with it, and really shows you, you know, this is how you do it, and this is how you create it. Now let's uncreate it. And most people don't know how to work with the subconscious, how to repattern your thinking, how to create new programs, how to gain more self-confidence. And that's, you know, what people like I am and many people that are in your show are for, helping people to really be the best they can be.
Give out your 800 number, if you don't mind, because I do want people to know that they have a place that they can go to get outstanding results.
It's 866-903-6463. And you can, if you are serious about really making a change, always receive a free phone consultation with me. We can schedule that in and we can talk about how the program I developed can help you to make a difference in your life.
You know, I love this conversation. This is a great show. And, you know, you truly do pop into my mind in a very good way from time to time. And I have to tell you, I'm grateful for it.
I'm grateful, too. Thank you very much for reminding what we're talking about.
It really does work. And it happens to all of us, folks. I just want to leave you with that little personal note for the day. Yes, it does. And thanks to Dr. Friedemann Schaub, we don't have to be in that place any longer. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, everyone. Remember, www.thedrpatshow.com or cellularwisdom.com, info@cellularwisdom.com, to get the Cliff Notes about today's show and how to take action now. We'll see you next time.